Kokos Koboliga, I pray for your son this morning. I ask and I pray, and has come into your presence, Lord. Today, let it be the beginning of a new covenant in his life. Covenant of peace, covenant of faith, covenant of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Now, sing that song. Pray the general prayer. You eat in your dream, or you have sexual intercourse in your dream. These are covenants you are being initiated into, fulfill a covenant. But this morning, the Lord wants to deliver you. Are in that category, lift your hands anywhere you are in the congregation. You eat your dream. These are the two people God says you pray for first. And please just come forward and meet me here. You eat your dream, or you have sexual intercourse in your dream. These are some kind of covenants the enemy is taking you to. I want choir to give us a song, and I want the pastors to join me as we minister to these people. Breaking by the anointing, Jesus break that you.
Anointing. Give it all unto you, I hold you.
power flow in this place.
Break every chain.
every chain, to break every chain,
to break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain,
to break every chain,
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 to break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain.
Now, before I call the pastor to come forward, the prophetic declaration, lift your hands up and say every form of embargo. Today, the Lord is lifting every form of embargo. Every form of embargo over my life, begin to pray. Any kind of embargo you have explained before, today the embargo is lifted. Today the embargo is lifted. Begin to ask for the lift of embargo over your life. Begin to ask any embargo that be placed over you, over your life, over your work, in any area, begin to ask for the lift of that embargo now. That embargo is lifted. That the embargo is lifted. That the embargo is lifted. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want to remember that passage we read in the book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 3 to 8. Any covenant, in any way you are covenanted, or your life has been covenanted, without your knowledge or with your knowledge, whatever source, begin to cry unto that learner to annul it. Any negative covenant that have been made on your behalf, any negative covenant that have been made regarding you, begin to ask the Lord to annul it now, to make it of no effect. Jesus is both your father and the husband of the church. We are the bride of the Lord in this ministry, and Jesus is the groom. And if you are a child of God, you have a right to also call upon the Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Before we take this last prayer, before the pastor will come for the pastoral prophetic declaration, let me just share this with you to encourage your faith. The Lord showed the revelation of some people wearing new dresses. And I believe it's to show that God is taking many of us to hire him. So you now begin to tell God, now that the covenant, negative covenant is broken and the embargo is lifted, now begin to tell God, what's the new thing you want to begin to happen? Begin to tell God, what are those new things? What are those new things? What are those new things you want to begin to happen this year? My cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord.
Come and quench this thirsty of my soul.
One prayer, all those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, all those who want to give back to a child this year, just put your hand on your stomach, your right hand. Even if you are the husband, do the same thing, put it on your stomach, that's your loins, and now begin to ask. Come under this covenant today, that by the power of the Almighty God, before the end of this year, that you will bring forth your baby out of this womb. That this year, because of the covenant of today, because of the grace that God has made available, this year, your child will suck your breast. This year, baby will come out of your womb. You will not miscarry. You will bring forth. We see your baby. We will see you. We will rejoice with you and your baby. Makas kantalaba, ranga gaga ga santalaba. Raga gaga ga sampa ka sampa liga, raka kaka sampa ka sampa liga, raka kaka sampa liga, braka shipa ka sipo ligo, ruko shipo ko shipo, ruka ka sampa laga. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray for this your people. I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that their prayers today, you will answer in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are God of mercy. Today, I hold onto the mercy seat and I cry on behalf of this one. My Father and my God, the Lord of this ministry, the Lord of this ministry, the Lord of this ministry, today, This womb, let this womb bring forth babies this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever might be delaying conception, Lord, today, whatever embargo has been placed on this womb, medically, physically, or spiritually, today they are lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. This one will bring forth. This one will carry a baby this year. This one will carry a baby this year. This one will carry a baby this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want the pastors to come forward here for prophetic declaration. And as this prophetic guy comes forward, just trust in God that the Lord will touch you.
Pass me not
to. And to Savior, hear my humble cry.
Why, Lord, hast thou?
Why, Lord, hast thou at all? Only
Baba,
do not pass me by.
Oh, my Savior.
Savior.
as we declare the word of the Lord unto our lives this morning, I want to read some verses to you and then make the mission of the word of God. I read from this book of Psalm 106, and I read verse 44 from 44. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carry them captives. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the God, the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your dealings with us, Lord, in your presence, right from the beginning of this service, even up to this time. We thank you, Lord, Father, and we agree together. We stand upon the word of life. The Bible says, Lord, that heaven and earth may pass away, but a jot of your word, oh Lord, will not return to you unfulfilled. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak and declare the word of the Lord that concerning your lives, concerning your home, concerning your family, concerning every issue, even upon your life, the Bible says, and the Lord remembered them for his covenant. I declare today that the Lord will remember his covenant of mercy upon your lives in the name of Jesus. The Lord will remember his covenant of mercies even upon you, upon your life, upon the works of your hands, upon your homes, upon your family. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will show you mercy. The Lord will show you mercy this year in the name of Jesus. Over every struggle, over every delay, over every joblessness, over every yearning and the longing of your soul, receive the mercy of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Over your career, receive favor and mercy of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Over your examination, over your study, in the name that is above every other name, receive the mercy of the Lord. Let the mercy of the Lord speak for you this year 2019, in the name of Jesus. You will not remain the same. You will move forward. You will move forward. You will move forward. You will progress. You will progress. You will progress. You will succeed. You will prosper. You will enlarge. You will not suffer decrease. You will not suffer any loss. You will not know any shame. In the name of Jesus, your head shall not bow. Your head shall not bow. Your head shall not bow. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Brethren, I want to congratulate us for the renewal of this covenant that the Lord has brought our way. It's to renew this covenant and to remind us that through the Calvary, the death of the Calvary, we became the children of the Spirit. It was revealed here. The song has been coming to me, and when he now said, these children of the Spirit, something clicked within me. And I want us to just say it. Bodies are lifted at Calvary.
Calvary.
Calvary. Bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is buried.
That is my source of covenant. Say it to yourself. Jesus, you are my source of covenant.
Covenant.
that I enter into covenant with you. Brethren, we have been fasting for some days. Isaiah 58 verse 2 says, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. I don't know if you are seeing anything that is no relevant in all that we have been seeing. You take delight in the ordinances of the Lord, the ordinances of justice, in approaching your God. And so it goes down to verse 8. He said, then shall your light break forth. I want us to be saying amen, because we are releasing the word now. Your light will break forth as in the morning, in the name of Jesus. Your health will spring forth speedily, in the name of Jesus. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your real reward. In the name of Jesus, you will call on the Lord and he will answer you. He will hear your cry in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause his word to be established in your life. In the name of Jesus. I move to verse 60, chapter 60, and it says that the sun will no more be your light. Sun will no more be thy light by the day. In the name of Jesus. Neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto you. But the Lord, because of this covenant, shall be unto you an everlasting light. In the name of Jesus, thy God will be your glory. In the name of Jesus, your sun shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw itself. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord shall be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. In the name of Jesus, no mourning, no burial. In the name of Jesus, no mourning in abundant light chapel. No burial in our lives, in our homes, in our families. In the name of Jesus, our people shall be righteous, for we will be the inheritance of the Lord, says the Lord to us, in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you. We enthrone you on high. The Lord that has respect to covenants. Father, this morning, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we enter into this covenant with you. The covenant of life. The covenant on longevity. We enter into this covenant with the power of life. We sign this covenant with the blood of the Lamb. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this blood of the Son of God, the blood of redemption, the blood of our Savior, the blood that purchased us, we speak for every soul in this assembly. We speak for every soul, even when the enemy want to rise against any life. We say, Lord, you will remember the covenant we are making today. Let this covenant speak, Lord. Let the covenant speak, Lord, that you will be your people. We will serve you and do your will. That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord of heaven, the destroyer will not be able to come into this assembly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the Bible says, when the people of Israel were under bondage, in the book of Exodus chapter 2 verse 18, the scripture says, when they were under siege and they cry unto you, you remember the covenant. Lord of heaven, today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every life as we proceed in the year 2019, Lord, whatsoever the enemy plan and program, whatsoever the enemy devise or arrange, whatsoever the covenant, evil covenant I want to speak,
Lord of heaven, the moment your people speak unto heaven, Father, let the covenant of this day, O Lord, speak before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the reason of this covenant, that as many that have been robbed by the enemy before, as many that have been spoiled, by the power of the Lord covenant, the covenant of restoration, we enter into it now. Let there be restoration in the name of Jesus. As many that have been denied of their blessing before, as many that have been denied of their miracles before, as many that have been denied of their victory today, Lord, today we enter into a covenant of restoration, 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 restoration of life, restoration of strength, restoration of blessing, miracle and healing in the name of Jesus. Today, Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, we decree and Lord, embrace the covenant of joy, that the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom, the voice of bride, the voice of rejoicing, oh yes Lord, shall be in our habitation continually in the name of Jesus. The voice of praise, the voice of joy and praise. Yes, Lord, the voice that we have returned back unto you. Yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus, shall be continually be our song in this assembly, seed, generation, gospel, outreach, ministry, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, today we stand in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the first Sunday of the year 2019, and we proclaim and fasting over every life in the name of the Lord Jesus. As the word of God make it declare unto us that the Lord will increase our greatness. That Lord, you will increase our greatness. You will increase us more and more. More and more. This assembly must increase. This year is a year of increase. A year of increase. Spiritual increase. Physical growth. Oh, material growth. Advancement. Enlargement. Breaking forth in the name of Jesus. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no more boundary, no more limitation, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every life we experience explosion. In the name of Jesus, family we experience explosion. In the name of Jesus, in your study you will experience explosion. Increase in all every home. In the name of Jesus. Father, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, your people will not beg for bread. This is the first Sunday of the year, and we are making decree by the power of God of the heavens. And we say, Lord, people will not struggle this year. Your people will not suffer hardship. They will not suffer hardship. Lord of heaven, all all the yoke of hardship and struggling, they are broken totally in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, today we receive the grace for ease in your 2019. Ease, no hardship, no difficulty. You shall serve God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with ease, with joy, in the name of Jesus. We make a decree again by the Spirit of the Most High God, as the hosts of heaven are before us, and we make a decree that in the name of Jesus, no one in this assembly, no one, oh God, will suffer any loss. No one, oh Lord, will suffer any loss in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, all our people who are outside the country, we send the word to their lives. We send the word of life to them. All over the world where they are, we send the word of God to their lives. We decree by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, none of them will suffer evil. None of them will suffer any loss in the name of Jesus. Father, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive grace to run in this year. Grace to live this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no one, Lord, we walk, or no one we walk on by the snare spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your power will accelerate us, will move us forward. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We worship the faithful God because you have done it. And glory be to your name, Lord. And we declare the blood of the covenant over our lives. The blood of the everlasting covenant. 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 In Jesus' name we have prayed.
There's a peace like a river.
Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. I have a peace like a river.
My God, your people has confessed this, and so it is. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father and my God, as the shepherd over this flock, this morning I bring them to covenant of peace. I bring them under the covenant of mercy. Lord, this year, the covenant of peace and mercy will be their portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever might have troubled or threatened their peace, before now. My God, you will trouble those people. Amen. My Lord, you remove it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. My Lord and my God, let mercy accompany them. Amen. In the journey of this year. Amen. From now till the end, Lord, let mercy be the company of every member of Cedar. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord my God, some of them, they accompanied certain mountains round about for so long last year. This year, give them breakthrough. Everywhere, every area where they were unable to move forward last year, this year, grant them acceleration. My Father and my God, some of them need open doors. You are the God that has the key and the code over the double leaf gates, of the two leaf gates. My Lord and my God, let us be open to them this year. Lord, their work needs to be blessed. My Father and my God, those of them who are in business, prosper their work. Enlarge their coast. Lord, those of them who are students, grant them their spirit of excellence. Amen. Grant them outstanding success. Amen. Those of them who are civil servants, my Lord and my God, grant them promotion. Amen. Grant them lifting. Amen. Open other doors for them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. This year, this family of Cedar will be a family where the shouts of joy shall be a continuous experience. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Lord, this morning you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we are asked or taught this morning. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying.